We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. It's a moment that most parents don't look forward to, but for millions of parents across the country, it will come at some point or another. And that's the need to take or meet your child at the emergency room after an accident at school, at a friend's house, or anywhere else. With me now to talk about some ways to make that first experience at the hospital quite a bit easier for yourself and your child is Dr. Bill Sears, a longtime pediatrician. He's an associate professor of pediatrics at the University of California, Irvine School of Medicine, and he's the author of some 30 books on child care. And Dr. Sears, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, it's great to be with you, Greg.
Well, often it's not only just the fact that it's a new experience for the child, but obviously they're suffering from something or other, from possibly a broken bone or maybe something not quite that severe. So what's the most important thing to do to mentally prepare the child for the trip to the emergency room?
Well, before you prepare the child, it's important that parents are prepared as to sort of have a game plan in store before you go to the hospital, Greg, and that's what I like to talk about is preparing parents, and that's what we do in most of our books and writings is to empower parents, to give them the tools in case emergencies like this happens. And so that's the first thing is prepare them. And we have a one of my favorite websites for this is getthehospital411.com. And in that website is a whole list of things for parents to think about before they go to the hospital. And they can download a lot of interesting material, such as a wallet card that has the child's allergies and past medical history, sort of information at a glance for the doctor, a list of comforting tips that parents can use while their child is in the hospital. And that's very important because parents are a valuable part of the medical team.
How much should parents talk to their kids even before there's an emergency about what a hospital's like and what they would find there?
Well, they should talk to their child a lot and just answer the questions. And the main thing that parents and children are concerned about, that mommy, will it hurt? Or daddy, will it hurt? And needle fear of needle sticks, is really the main concern of kids, and parents need to be aware of that. But the good news is that there's really new things out there that can relieve the pain of needle sticks. And one of my favorite is called Zingo. Zingo is a topical anesthetic. It's a very fast-acting topical anesthetic. You put it right above the vein before they draw blood, or do put an IV in the vein, and it numbs the skin within 1 to 3 minutes, and the child doesn't feel the pain. And if you can take the pain or the needle phobia out of hospital visits, it just makes the whole seen much better for the parents and the child.
What about the demeanor of the parent in a couple different ways? And I know the website looks at this too. One, of course, is to be calm so the child doesn't react negatively to the way you're reacting, but also to make sure that you're mentally focused to make sure that you're getting the best care for your child.
Absolutely, Greg. You're quite right. A calm parent is a calm child. And the children sort of take their cues from the parent. If the parent acts worried, the child's going to act worried. And the reason I stress so much a care by parent is that what parents can do to relieve the pain and make the child most anxious, the child's going to heal better. A child who feels better heals better. And that's why this whole program we have is to empower parents to be their advocate for their child, to give them the tools to be part of the medical team. Be prepared yourself with the Get the Hospital 411, ask for a short-acting, fast-acting topical anesthetic such as Zingo for the IV insertion or blood draw. And if parents can remember those things, it just makes the child's hospital stay much more pleasant.
And go ahead and give the website one more time.
It's getthehospital411.com.
Dr. Sears, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, for being with us today.
Thank you, Greg.
Dr. Bill Sears is a longtime pediatrician. He's an associate professor of pediatrics at the University of California at Irvine School of Medicine, and he's the author of some 30 books on child care. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of the Radio America Network. Great thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. Also, a reminder to join us online at dateline.radioamerica.org, where you can listen to the best of Dateline Washington at any time, 24 hours a day. Also, learn more about the biggest stories of the day and use your chance to fire back with your thoughts on the biggest stories of the day. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Please join me tomorrow at this same time for Dateline Washington.